Warrior music. Miss Kara J.
Welcome to Native America Calling. From Studio 869 in Isleta Pueblo, I'm Tara Gatewood. The first ever Indigenous Hip Hop Awards puts the spotlight on some great music.
You can't live with us. Yeah, yeah, and I walk with my ancestors, so I'm never alone. I'm a warrior. I choose my battles on my own, from my braids to my feet. I stand with my people from the reds to the streets. And know my heart.
That was Unapologetically Indigenous, a song by Best Female Hip Hop Artist of the Year, Kara Jade, aka The Rain. We'll visit with her and some of the other award winners after the news.
This ain't no white man's land. This land belongs to my people. But it's clear to me that we are not equal or peaceful.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A former Indian boarding school student and advocate is welcoming a federal initiative to investigate and bring to light the troubled legacy of Indian boarding schools in the United States.
Well, it's kind of like a sigh of relief. There's some recognition at the federal level that something needs to get started.
Jim LaBelle is involved in sharing boarding school stories of Alaska Native students and is a member of the National Native Boarding School Coalition. He says Tuesday's announcement launching the initiative by Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland was a godsend.
There's been so many of us that have been advocating for some sort of recognition of the boarding school era, and also been fighting for some sort of truth and reconciliation. But more importantly, how can we come together and use this experience to heal and go forward?
LaBelle attended federal institutes in Southeast Alaska for 10 years, starting at age 8 in 1955. He says the early years were traumatic, and the impacts of boarding schools have caused intergenerational trauma in Native communities.
We passed down our own traumas to our own descendants, to our children and grandchildren, who pass it on to theirs. We seem to have the same cycle of self-harm and abuse.
LaBelle says he has worked to understand what happened to him, deal with anger, shame, and forgiveness for oppressors and himself. He'd like to see trauma addressed in Haaland's initiative. Haaland announced a comprehensive review of federal boarding school policies in her remarks to the National Congress of American Indians virtual mid-year conference.
I know that this process will be long and difficult. I know that this process will be painful. It won't undo the heartbreak and loss that so many of us feel. But only by acknowledging the past can we work toward a future that we're all proud to embrace.
Beginning in the 1800s, laws and policies established Indian boarding schools across the country to assimilate children, taking them away from their communities. Haaland's initiative will investigate boarding school facilities, locate burial sites, and identify students. It follows the discovery last month of the remains of 215 students at a residential school in Canada. The Little Shell Tribe in Montana and two other tribes have settled a case decades in the making to compensate descendants for the taking of land by the U.S. government. Taylor Stagner with Yellowstone Public Radio and a Report for America has more.
The Little Shell, Chippewa, and Chippewa Cree, along with the White Earth Tribe of Minnesota and the Turtle Mountain Tribe of North Dakota, will split a $59 million settlement. Gerald Gray is the chairman of the Little Shell Chippewa. He says that the settlement doesn't come close to covering the amount of energy revenue lost by the tribes.
They probably get that in an hour. So we ceded quite a bit of land to the U.S. government for pennies, not even dollars.
Chairman Gray also says that not every tribal member will receive a slice of the pie.
It's only those who received money before.
This is the third and final settlement case for the descendants of the Pembina Chippewa who were taken advantage of by the U.S. government during the early 1800s. For National Native News, I'm Taylor Stagner.
The U.S. Senate Committee on Indian Affairs is hosting a roundtable Wednesday on finding solutions for infrastructure development in Native communities. The committee will hear from tribal and federal witnesses about opportunities, challenges, and needs. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
This reminder to get your COVID-19 vaccination is provided by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who support this show. Info at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
This is Native America Calling. I'm Tara Gatewood, coming to you live from my homelands of Sherhutui. The International Indigenous Hip Hop Awards honors the work of DJs, lyricists, and beat producers from across Turtle Island. This inaugural event that took place in May even came with a mixtape featuring more than a dozen Indigenous musicians who collaborated across countries and borders during the pandemic. Here's a sample.
I'm your host, Major. This is the Indigenous Hip Hop Awards Mixtape Volume 1.
We be out here on the West Coast vibing. We be out here low, low riding. Out on the coast, got the summer vibing. Call us the light, cause we out here shining. Shining like some diamonds. Mine is so hard that they can't even find them. See my merch? Yeah, I designed them. Running up so quick, y'all think I deprived them. Think I deprived them. Doing my thing. Want me to chip? I chip. That's how I get down. Hearing my name, yelled in the crowd. Grimming on the bass when Shells is around. Got your favorite girl, waking to my tune. All you hear is me, all up in the room. In your room. Popping them speakers, watch them go boom. Booming on the bass, got you really trying to zoom. Trying to follow my way, dipping in the wave. In the wave so hard, my flow's like a spray. Spray. Got you coughing all day. Reaching for them bays, got the West Coast sway. Deep in Vancouver, blazing what I choose. Blunt in hand, getting in my groove. Like a fool schnick, ain't got nothing to prove. Bars, shit out, ain't got nothing to lose. We be out here on the West Coast vibe. We be out here, low, low ride. Out on the coast, got the summer vibe. Call us the light, cause we out here shining like some diamonds. Mine is so hard that they can't even find them. See my merch, yeah, I designed them. Signing up so quick, y'all think I deprived them. Think I deprived them.
Every time I write a verse, it's like Winnie to me.
That was T Major, who mixed the entire 12-track mixtape album with Michelle's and Quota EMG. This hour, we'll talk with some of the International Indigenous Hip Hop Award winners about their craft and what it takes to layer our Indigenous stories with some seriously great sounds. And you can join us too. Why do you like Indigenous Hip Hop? Who are some of your favorite artists? We're at 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. And with us today out of Toronto in Ontario, Canada, is The Rain. And she was awarded Best Female Hip-Hop Artist at the Indigenous Hip-Hop Awards. She is Plains Cree from the Musamin First Nation. Our pleasure to have them here with us. The Rain, welcome to Native America Calling.
Hey, what's good?
Well, you know, your music. Let's start there. Some really great things, and congratulations on your award. And just any thoughts, just knowing your work is being recognized this way?
It's greatly appreciated to know that my work is being recognized. I work very hard. I'm a mother of two. I'm going to college right now. So music is everything that I put my work into, is what I'm going to school for as well. And I got to make sure that I set a good example for my youth that I'm raising and the youth that are watching, right? So it's a really good feeling.
And so let's get to your music. What kind of stories do you like to bring forward? What kind of views into our Indigenous life are you bringing us?
I like to get a little bit political. I don't want to ever silence my voice. I don't want to ever make the truth any less raw than it is. I feel like music is a universal way to connect to a message. So I try to bring forth some of our truths in music. I also try to keep it really light. I like to make love songs, stuff that's clean, you know, so that the youth can listen to it too and have somebody to look up to that they can relate to.
And when did your love with hip hop start?
My love for hip hop started when I was a little girl. I used to record myself on my boombox back in the day. That probably dated me a little bit, but I used to record myself singing, and I started rapping after I lost my dad at 15. I started writing a lot. It was a way to kind of cope through the pain. And yeah, ever since I was a little girl.
Well, you know what? Let's hear some of it. We have come over ready to play. And tell us a little bit about this song.
Come Over is a dedication to the two-spirited community. I myself identify as two-spirited. I wanted to do something for the indigenous community that they could connect with. So it's a cute little love story about meeting a fancy dancer at a powwow and basically just like the puppy love.
Oh, those fancy dancers. Right on. Let's go ahead and hear this. This is The Rain and their song, Come Over.
Come over and see. And maybe you could be my pretty baby. The way you step in amazes me. It's got me mesmerized and hypnotized. Every time we walk by, we glance to catch eyes. 5-5-5-5 with the net, he out thighs. No lie, you rise like the sun in the sky. I get a rush from this crush, couldn't turn if I tried. Yeah, I guess I got two spirits. I feel a way every time you get near it. And it's not disappearing. I'm low-key for real and I'm all about sharing. I'm like, yo, what you wearing? Need a choker, look good with the earrings. And your shawl off the wall got me staring. So fancy, she glanced at Tansy. I've been checking you out since Grand Entry. Come here, girl, stand next to me. I got moist unexpectedly. We start stepping to the melody. Hands clapping, fingers snap, I start rapping. Touch a mic, late nights get it cracking. What's happening, girl, what's happening? Can't see all the laws of attraction.
Ayo, ayo, I heard you trying to be my main dog. They know, baby girl, this ain't no game show, game show. I heard you tan, all that's insane, yo. Say so, baby, hop up in the Range Rover, Range Rover. You could be riding, baby, say so, just say so. And you can't forget my name, though, they know. Baby, just hop up in the Range Rover, let's do go.
Me and the VIP is going down. Foxy Brown, this house go down, lay down. Your body is my playground. I take it downtown, baby, you know how that sounds. Turn around, everything is chocolate brown. It's going down here, shorty, start rocking it now. Profound, catch off the wall, rebound. A soon come for you, ma, that we headed
eastbound.
Yeah, come over and see. Girl, you know what's all about, you and me, carefree. Rolling with it is fancy. It's how beep, flipping on a tree of sensi. Let's see, sort of like it's meant to be. So solid, elementary. I feel the vibe of your energy, yeah. I feel the vibe of your energy.
Ayo, ayo, I heard you tryna be my main dog. They know, baby girl, this ain't no game show, game show. I heard you tain, oh, that's insane, yo. Say so, baby, hop up in a Range Rover, Range Rover. You could be riding, baby, say so, just say so. And you can't forget my name, though, they know. Baby, just hop up in a Range Rover, let's do.
And that is The Rain. If you'd like to talk directly with them, give us a ring. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. We are celebrating hip-hop and the indigenous artists who are bringing us some great sounds, as you can hear. And if you have a particular love for hip-hop, when did it start and why? Give us a ring. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And Rain, anything you want to tell folks? You're talking to our tribal communities, communities that care about our Native nations, young and old and everywhere in between. Anything you'd like to tell our audience, Rain?
I would like to tell the youth to never stop pursuing their dreams and just to give it 110%, you know what I mean? If you love something, go for it.
Thank you for that. And Rain, where do people connect with you online, or if you have a website, anything you want to share?
You can follow me on Instagram at the RA11N and Twitter at the RA11N. And you can find me on Facebook as Kara Jade.
Thank you for that. And a specific message to any of our female MCs or producers, DJs, anything you want to share?
Specifically for the female artists, you know, like, we have to work 20 times harder than everyone else. It's a very male-dominant industry, but never give up and put in that work, and you'll get the results that you desire.
All right. Thank you for that. And also here, too, from Musqueam in British Columbia is Christy Lee. She's a co-founder of the International Indigenous Hip Hop Awards, a hip hop lover, full-time mother, and she is from the Musqueam First Nation. Our pleasure to have her here. And Christy, we just heard a sample of some of the people who were in the lineup, the people who you put a spotlight on. Real quick, just give the folks a good hello, and we'll pick up after the break. Go ahead.
It's up a while, y'all, and I'm the CIA. Hey, everybody. Much love.
Thank you for that. And people who are learning about this for the first time, where can they find the International Indigenous Hip Hop Awards and find more information, Christy?
You can find it across all platforms. It's available across all platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music, and you can find us at internationalindigenousawardshow.com.
Okay, so that is where you find more information about this, and she's going to give us a lowdown of what happened this year, some of the highlights from bringing these many artists together in one spotlight. And it's so exciting, the time that we are in, because there are so many Indigenous people who are jumping into this genre of music. They're even pulling in people who are known on the powwow trail, people who have really mastered Indigenous music in a traditional sense. And so there's all kinds of things that are being blended. Also looking to past performers and music that others have made. It's a really beautiful mix, and you'll get to hear more about it coming up after the break. But again, if you would like to join us, 1-800-996-2848 is the number. Is hip hop your favorite? You can tell us about it too. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And you can also send us your thoughts on Twitter, 1-800-99-NATIVE. Here's the latest from the husband and wife duo, Twin Flames. This is one of the many songs on Twin Flames' new album, Omen, which honors the strong roots that this band turns to for their iconic sound. They're our June music makers, and they'll be with us on the next Native America Calling.
If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, Strong Hearts Native Helpline is a no-charge, 24/7, confidential and anonymous domestic, dating, and sexual violence helpline for Native Americans. Help is available by calling 1-844-762-8483 or by clicking on the Chat Now icon on strongheartshelpline.org. This program is supported by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
You're listening to Native America Calling. I'm Tara Gatewood from Mislata Pueblo, and we are talking about Indigenous hip-hop today. Are you a big fan? Join our conversation by calling 1-800-996-2848. Here with us today is Christy Lee, a co-founder with the International Indigenous Hip-Hop Awards. Thank you for being with us, Christy. And anything you want to tell our listening audience about why there was a need to create something like this and put that big spotlight on Indigenous hip-hop?
Oh, for sure. Thank you so much, Native American Calling, for having me today. It's such an honor to be able to just to share our story a little bit of who we are and how we came to be. Myself and my partners, John, Chris, and Cass, we all came together and just realized, like, hey, we need to recognize our people, our Huelmoc people, not just here in BC or in Alberta, but all across the world, Indigenous people all around, because, you know, we have such a strong voice and such a big upcoming right now with the resurgence of culture and tradition and pride and all of this wonderful stuff. And everybody's been working hard all across the world, getting their music out. And it's just great to be not so much, to be of one, to bring it all together and put us up where we belong, up on the stage in the mainstream, to show the world that Indigenous hip hop culture is a whole flavor of its own.
And how much of an impact did the pandemic have on putting this together and also the actual award ceremony?
Oh, it had a huge impact. It actually made us rearrange everything. We were to be out in Winnipeg last year at the Met and have a big red carpet, and everyone was to travel and fly in, and we were all going to have a big Indigenous party together. But unfortunately, travel restrictions and all those kinds of things kept us at home. So we all had to, you know, how do we put this online and how do we connect everybody virtually? So we got camera crews and everything out there and got people, got to the people. We went to the people and filmed everyone and put it all together online. So everything was done virtually, via pre-recorded or live. And we had our red carpet hosted by City Natives before the show. And yeah, and then the trade show and the award show went for 2 days online. So it's pretty amazing, a little tough, but hey, our Indigenous people have faced pandemics in the past, such as smallpox. And so we've handled this before and we know how to bring it all back together.
Indeed. And kudos for that. I understand a lot of people had a great time. And just even seeing their music being highlighted is really huge. And Christy Lee, there's also a mixtape. Tell me a little bit about that, and we're going to give folks a sample of it.
Yeah, the Indigenous, International Indigenous Hip Hop Award Show Mixtape Volume 1 is out, featuring, again, amazing artists from across our Indigenous country. A few people I love on there. I love everybody on there. But my cousin, Indigenous Barbie, she's from Tsleil-Waututh, which is here in Vancouver as well. Burrard Inlet, Forward Barbie? No, that's another song. That's another one of her songs. Michelle's, you were just playing a clip earlier. Oh, I love her. She's from Treaty 6 territory, I believe, or Treaty 4. Excuse me for getting them mixed up. My apologies. And it's just so amazing. And Bugsy Malone, Braid Me Up. Those are my favorite tracks. And everybody has a unique voice. Everybody has a story. It's about our survival. It's about our resilience, living off the land. Hyper T spits rhymes in Inuk. And there's some spoken word pieces on there. Very empowering, very positive. And yeah, you can find it again across all platforms. International Indigenous Award Show Mixtape Volume 1.
Well, let's go to that now. Here's a sample of it right here on Native America Calling.
So here I am, yeah, doing what I can do. What you see is just a little bit of what I've been through. Pick myself up one time or two. It's the best thing you can do, yeah. All these teachings help me understand. Times get tough, turn back to the land. So here I am. Pray for another day, yeah. Pray for the waterway, pray for the end of day. These are the ways, yeah. For the richness of the berries and the strength that it carries. When you bury me, dressed in your finest quality, yeah. Feast from the sea, yeah. Just like how it's meant to be, yeah. Yeah.
To the ones before me, thankful for everything that you did. Now I can't handle this. I'm exactly where I'm meant to be, holding it down for the ones after me. That's a legacy. Yeah, raise my hands to the people of the land. Heights of the OCM.
Come from the west of the west where the sun sets. When it breaks, let it shine upon my chest so I can do my boom and get on with the rest of my day. Like I say, I ain't here to play, I came to slay. Make a better way for my next of kin, yeah. Lay it down so they can feel it deep within, yeah. Feel that, never hide their true feelings on how they're dealing with whatever it is, yeah. Turn to our culture and it will uplift, yeah, that's a gift. No more drifting away, cause we're here to stay for the end of days. No surprise, we'll be here till the last sunrise, yeah. To the ones before me, thankful for everything that you did. Now I can't handle this, I'm exactly where I'm meant to be. Holding it down for the ones after me, that's a legacy, yeah. Raise my hands to the people of the land, heights of the OCM.
Pukona, that bona fide vibe, let's ride. Y'all see, passion can bring us into a proximity that lets us test for the limit speed and verify the vicinity of our own infinity. Getting range and then exchange and, hey, yeah, it getting strange, man. Finally, you sit down for ciphering some scroll. Ain't trying to be alarmist, but all this writing on the wall. Wall, now pop optimistic, be gonna survive withdrawal as we race towards the switch up before we hit the downfall. Fall, brain matter on gray water, panels on minds, not power lines, plants.
Well, we are sampling the International Indigenous Hip Hop Awards today by talking with one of the co-founders and people who shared the spotlight. Anything you want to tell our folks on the line, give us a ring right now. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And right now we're going to go to Vancouver, British Columbia. With us today is Young D, a rapper and one half of the duo Snotty Nose Reds Kids. And he is from the Haisla First Nation. Our pleasure to have him here with us. Young D, welcome.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. And tell us some about your connection to this award. What did you walk away with, or how was your music featured?
We walked away with Best Rap Album and Best Songwriters. And yeah, it was such a cool moment. We wish we could have been there in person, obviously, but you know, throughout these trying times that we're living in, it was still cool to get, you know, those awards. And shout out to everybody that was nominated as well.
Well, you all are definitely making a lot of waves and bringing us all kinds of great sounds. Bougie Natives, oh boy, that one really gets some folks going when it comes up. And you are talking about some real life stuff, and even the fun side of who we are as Indigenous people. And to get to that point, what did it take? You know, making sure that people understood and are witnessing who we truly are as Indigenous people today, even if we're bougie. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, when we wrote that song, because when you think of like the word bougie, it's like luxurious lifestyle, right? Like expensive taste. But when we wrote it, we wanted it to be like, yeah, we're rich, but not in the way that society describes rich. You know, we're rich in culture. We're rich in tradition. We're rich with food. We're rich with the land and water. We're rich with language and ceremony, you know. So that's what we wanted to amplify. That's what we wanted to put on display.
Well, you have some new stuff coming out. And we have one, too, from your 2020 release, Born Deadly. We have Real Deadly ready to go. Let's give them a sample of it. Anything you want to say about this song before we share it?
I just hope it makes you feel real deadly.
Here we go. This is Snotty Nose Reds Kids.
Ooh. Yeah. The king is dead. The king is dead.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Head,
I need you to come from my crowd.
When it all fall down, I can fall like confetti.
Fall like confetti.
My niche's been ready, let's go up already.
Blah, blah, blah.
My goonies go stupid like Eddie and Eddie.
Eddie and Eddie.
I told you my niche, remember who said it.
Remember who
said
it.
Ooh, ain't no gangster, this warrior sh. Yeah. Champ style, did I hurt you sh.
Cop a trick.
Say she's say you're a dude. Miss Pow, wow, ow, ow. West Coast step when I'm walking it down. Light skin, Nietzsche, that's your dizzy. I'm my mama's child. All eyes on me, they watching us now. Middle fingers up, I'm Tupac in it out. Long hair, don't care, boy, I do what I want. Got a party in the back, chief and council in the front. So spit game, talking, blah, blah, blah. You the lambs on the f*** with, nah, nah, nah. Shot my blood in my veins, hey, y'all,
native tongue, but my name got so like they like why. Spout it out it. I'm so delicious. Them haters talking. I blow them kisses real deadly. When it all fall down, I can fall like confetti. My niche has been ready, let's blow up already. My goonies go stupid like Eddie and Eddie. I told you my niche, remember who said it.
Remember who said it.
Snotty knows up to no good. I do what I want, what's good. My niche, I wish you would. This little engine that could. I was dead to the world for a minute. Then when I put it in my head, I'm living. Linda, honey, listen, listen. Ceiling, who wanna come with us? I'm one in a million. I'm one with the vision. Young man's on a mission. My brother that fool with a demon. I miss him. We born in a system created for killing. The vision might kill us. Creator, we willing to kill for this shit. It's all part of the business. I'm God. Creator, my witness. Real deadly. Keep it 100. Jeopardy. Big great energy. I'm a man. I'm a beast. These rappers all in my recipe. New ones, only ones next to me. Life's a bitch. Mine's destiny. With me, I won't miss a beat. Been working on for this legacy. Real deadly.
Real deadly.
Deadly. When it all fall down, I can fall like a daddy.
Fall like a daddy.
My niche's been ready, let's go up already. My goonies go stupid like Eddie and Eddie.
Eddie and Eddie.
I told you my niche, remember who said it.
Remember who said it.
There you go, Snotty Nose Rez Kids. Part of the duo's here with us. Anything you want to tell them directly, go ahead and give us a ring. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. Young D is here with us, and tell us too about who you also have on this track and your partner in crime. Go ahead.
Real Deadly, you know, is just me and my big bro, Young Tribes. We get this question a lot, but yes, we are related. We are cousins. And yeah, you know, my last words for anybody out there, it's just, you know, I truly and genuinely believe that every single person that's brought into this earth is born with a gift. For some, it's music. For some, it's athletics. For some, it's education. It could be teaching. It could be fixing things. It could be an endless amount of possibilities. But once you figure out what that gift is, just run with it and don't look back. And last but not least, when somebody tells you that you can't do something or you can't pursue your dream or your passion, that's a reflection of the limitations that they put on themselves. Those limitations don't apply to you. Once again, thanks for having me, and I appreciate all you.
All right, Young D, thanks for that. And where do people connect with you, the music, and the art you're putting out?
Yeah, all social media platforms. Snotty Nose Rez Kids. On Twitter, it's the Rez Kids. And yeah, hit us up. Give us a follow. New music video for Something Else is out now. Go check that out on YouTube. And oh yeah, we also announced our tour dates for the States in the fall. We are doing the West Coast leg in the fall. So go get those tickets.
Right on. And we've got a couple of minutes before break here, and just for folks who are following, you know, hip-hop, maybe they're thinking about 20 years ago, maybe even longer, and then hearing the sound that you all are bringing, and anything you want to say about some of the more contemporary hip-hop sounds that we're hearing, some people call it trap, any words?
Yeah, you know, it's just like with everything else in life, hip-hop has evolved, you know? I feel like if it hasn't, or if it didn't evolve from the 80s into the 90s, 90s into the 2000s, 2010s until now, you know, you wouldn't have anything to look forward to, you know? So for any artists out there that's aspiring to be or that already doing it, you know, it's just to keep pushing and tell your story the way you want it to be told. And that way the world will naturally gravitate towards it.
And that also includes sometimes bringing in indigenous language. Anything you want to say about that?
Like, it's, to me, there is nothing more liberating than being able to speak your native tongue. For me, like, I'm still learning. I have so much more to go. But just being able to introduce yourself in your language, don't know, I can speak for me personally, but like it feels so like powerful. And it comes natural. Like learning my own language feels way more natural than it does to say like learning French here in Canada or any other language out there. So if you know it, use it, you know, because it's one of the most powerful things ever.
And any words you want to share with us today in that beautiful language?
It's, you know, let me see. Last but not least, I guess I could just say, Unisi Kabinesus. So, cheers, y'all.
Thank you for that. And maybe that is your own traditional language. How did it feel to hear that on these airwaves today? Maybe you didn't even know that you're going to hear that beautiful sound or just even the sounds you're getting today. Are you a hip hop fan? You can share in this space too. Give us a ring. Young D is here with us. Thank you for being with us. And we are diving into the International Indigenous Hip Hop Awards that took place. Maybe you tuned in. Maybe you were following every moment of it, looking for your favorite artists. Wanted to see what they had to say in this day. Do you miss seeing your favorite Indigenous artists on stage? Your hip-hop artists, give us a ring. We want to hear from you. 1-800-996-2848 is a number. And as we check in on this genre, what do you think about the evolution that is going on with it? What are some of your classic favorites as well? You can share with us. We know you love hip-hop. Anytime we bring artists on, you light these phone lines up. Now is the time to do it again. 1-800-996-2848 is a number. We look forward to hearing from you, and it's our pleasure and honor to connect you with all of the artists that are on the line with us today. We'll meet another coming up after the break, so go ahead, dial now, 1-800-99-NATIVE.
Support by Amerind, Indian Country's 100% tribally owned insurance partner. Amerind works with tribal governments and their business enterprises to provide effective commercial insurance coverage, strengthen Native American communities, protect tribal sovereignty, and help keep dollars in Indian Country. More information on property, liability, workers' compensation, and commercial auto solutions at Amerind.com. That's Amerind.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Native America Calling. I'm Tara Gatewood, and we are focusing on hip-hop music today. And have you seen Indigenous hip-hop change over the years? You are celebrating a lot of music. Tell us about it. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. We look forward to hearing from you today. And right now, we are going to go ahead and go on over to Long Island, New York. With us today is David Strickland, and he is a producer, an engineer, and he is Mi'kmaq from the Hollybough Mi'kmaq First Nation. Our pleasure to have him here. David, welcome to Native America Calling.
Thank you for having me on that stage.
Great to have you here. And David, sounds like you're about to catch a train, and thank you for bringing us to the ambiance of where you are and in the beauty of New York. Is there anything you want to tell us about what it means to be included in this honorable circle of hip-hop?
You know, it's an honor to be included. I mean, you know, especially with the first, this being the first award show, it's really, the timing is really a beautiful thing. So I'm very honored and thankful. And, you know, my project is not really about me per se. It's about all the artists on the project. So, you know, there's a lot of artists on the project. So it's really dope for them to be, you know, honored in such a fashion.
And for those who are just hearing about you for the first time, we're going to introduce them to your song coming up here in a moment. But anything you want to share about what this means to you, this music, this style, and some of the stuff you put out, what does it mean to you?
Well, you know, it's kind of a culmination of an evolution over the years. I've been doing music most of my life with a lot of really talented artists in America and Canada. And this was the first time I kind of put the cultural aspect into it along my journey, reconnecting with who I am and, And that's what brought me to this point to do this project. So, you know, it really started something that's bigger than me. And, you know, these things, the music was already happening, but, you know, I was able to come in and put together what I do and what is coming. So the timing is, you know, pretty amazing. So it's definitely a blessing.
And, David, it's important that people understand we are still here. And I think hip-hop does a wonderful job of making that point. And anything you want to share about this style of music and the music that's being produced right now, really telling you about what it means to be an indigenous person today?
Yeah, you got to look at, it's kind of like this, we have this story. You know, we've been on this land for a long time, and yet our stories haven't been told. So now we're finally getting a chance to hip-hop. Really tell those stories. People are actually paying attention. So the awardship really helps the catalyst. There's a lot of things going on that are helping. For example, in Canada, we had National Indigenous Peoples Day on Monday. I did two things for Apple Music. If you went to Apple Music last Monday, basically it was an Indigenous music takeover. On their main pages was all us. So just having the power and the abilities, the connections to be able to do stuff like that and work with other platforms and people to bring awareness and to bring that voice is very powerful. And, you know, there's a lot of work that goes into making something like that happen. So, you know, I commend everybody working hard toward these goals.
Thanks so much. And, David, what train are you on?
I'm on the Long Island Express headed to Manhattan from Brentwood.
Right on. Tell everybody in that cart what you're doing right now, that they're connected to Native America. Thanks so much, David. We appreciate you being here. And you know what? Let's celebrate with his music. Here is one from David Strickland. This is Turtle Island from his album, Spirit of Hip Hop.
Turtle Island to the world. Lord, world, Lord.
Turtle Island to the world.
Hey! See, I'm trapped inside a dead man's paradise. Streets full of parasites. Criminal with thieves. Killers feed off the savage night. Poverty and greed got us deceived by the lavish life. Cops are getting by the lies. Ain't nothing but a psychopath's wonderland. Deals done underhand. So cold, they sell these souls for 100 grand. Corruption is a new obsession. We wrap our blessings in a rubber band. The oppressions of the son and man. Cascades of misery and violence. The casualties of war are held silent. The tribe of Gad moves defiant. Another chapter in the sun's design. A gangster's lullaby filled with gunshots and sirens. We on the last days of apocalypse. Pipe bombs and hostages. Ripped by goddesses, blind to what a prophet is. The only peace we ever knew comes with a hollow tip. Spade, your highness, tells you what the gossip is. Eat the fruit.
Don't know, so cold out to get ya. The feds are a but you don't get the picture. Like some dead paparazzi. It's prophecy, ain't no stopping me. Never cop a plea. So we spitting bars, we're hitting hard as the policy. Who the top MC? Hip hop to hypocrisy. I properly handle my business. Dismantle the mockeries. Get off of me, trying to control my animosity. They took the property like it was a game of Monopoly. Grand larcenies, atrocities, no apologies. They pray to win the lottery. I pray against poverty. It bothers me. Check the economy on the RAZ. So we use our sovereignty. All your blood in the arteries up bomb atomically. Socrates, philosophies, and hypotheses. Can't define how I'll be dropping these.
I will at the front.
Killing our whole vibe.
streets bubbling, the people's tempers boiling. Sick from the bloodline of these so-called royal men. They only loyal to the soil that they spoil in. We trapped in the barbed wire, slowly uncoiling. These men drilling and killing, no feelings, feeling hate. Every treaty's been broken, this a military state. Deep in the concrete, you can feel the city breathing. Your breath getting heavy, cause the tension's got you reaching. You seeing what I'm seeing, or you believing what they tell you? I'm only speaking truth about the lies that they sell you. They got you on a cell like you trapped in a cell. Gotta break out the spell to make it out of this hell. Ain't nothing new in the block, getting shot by the cops. When the streets get hot, another body goes drop. Now time don't stop for no man, so keep it pushing. And lift up your people, the serpent got you choosing.
Well, there you go, Turtle Island, off of the album Spirit Hip Hop, courtesy of David Strickland, another International Indigenous Hip Hop Award winner. And I go back to one of the co-founders who's here with us today, Christy Lee. Christy Lee, just hearing these great sounds so far and the work that all these artists have put into their work, how you feeling? What are you thinking?
Oh my gosh, I feel so amazing. It's great to start my day with music. Indigenous hip-hop is such a beautiful culture, and it's so great to hear everybody put their magic. Here in Canada, there was a mandate from the government to kill the Indian within the child. I'm sure you guys heard of residential schools and all those kinds of things and the Indian Act. For about 80 years, we weren't allowed to practice our culture, sing our songs, wear our regalia, speak our language. And to hear the resurgence and to hear people put our language and our culture and our teachings into our music, it just fills up my heart. And it's so amazing to hear everyone just be so proud and so strong. So thank you, everyone who's out there doing their thing and setting the precedent and laying down the path for the next generation, Haitsepka.
And Christy, as we just heard on that track, and as it happens many times throughout the music and different albums, it is a camaraderie among MCs, among lyricists, among producers. And anything you want to share about how it really is continually bringing people into circles and intersecting circles, anything you want to say about that?
That's our indigenous way of life. Like all across the world, we're connected through different things, especially the drum, the heartbeat, the animal, the land, the water. We're all connected. And it's just so great that we can share that universal teaching of opening our hearts and minds to be of one and living in a good way. I mean, the more goodness we put into sharing our gifts and to sharing our culture and our ways, the more good things flourish. So that's the way we look at things, and it's just so great that we can all do it together.
And we also have the Rain here with us. The Rain, I turn it to you. Any last words? How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Thank you so much for having me. I just want to say that I hope I inspire the youth, and I hope to keep hearing all the great Native hip-hop that's coming out.
Me too. And I know you're going to be putting out some great stuff as we move forward in time. And this time is special too. And Rain, anything you want to share about maybe why people should perk up and listen a little harder to what MCs have to say?
I think it's important because we're trying to awaken the voices of our people through our music. I feel like that really resonates. I saw my track being played at a protest one day. Someone sent me a video, and that was really inspiring and empowering, because that just tells me that the work that I'm putting in and the work that I'm doing is being recognized, you know, for the right reasons.
Yes, a true celebration. Young D is here with us from Snotty Nose Rez Kids. Young D, anything you want to add to this discussion? Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, it's just about us giving our respects and paying homage to all those that came before us. And, you know, just like what they've been saying, it's about paving the way for the next 7 generations.
And again, we are in some very important times, and even some of the things that are going on, truths being told, all of that. Young D, any thoughts about some of the things we are seeing, even there in Canada, especially with the residential schools, or any other things that are going on that you know are gonna be talked about in the lyrics, in the songs?
Yeah, well, you know, if I'm being honest, us as Indigenous people, we've been knowing about these things, and we've been saying these things about residential schools, but nobody cared or wanted to believe us and kind of just brushed it under the rug until some actual physical evidence was proved. You know, it opened up a lot of old wounds for a lot of us, especially some of us have had our parents go or our grandparents go. And, you know, as sad as it is, I feel it in me to honor those lives that didn't make it back from residential school, and to still celebrate our culture and to do it for them, because I couldn't imagine being 4 or 5 years old and getting taken to one of those schools. So that this whole thing that's been coming up has really motivated me. It's motivated tribes to really, really hone in and to do the right thing. You know what I mean?
Sure. And, you know, hats off to our Indigenous hip-hop artists. They have been talking about all this. There's so many songs that I could rattle off that talk about this and even challenge and say, why aren't you listening? And I think that is the beauty of hip-hop, to challenge, to bring voices forward, and to tell it to you very real, sometimes really raw. Any inspiration to give to other MCs that are out there, Young D?
Yeah, just like I said before, you know, just like us, especially as Indigenous people, we have a natural being when it comes to storytelling, you know, because like a lot of us come from oral traditions. So just tell your story the way you want it to be told. Because who could tell your story better than you? You know, just stay humble, dream big, and follow through bigger.
Thank you for that. And Christy Lee, any final comments? Okay, let's go to the rain. Any final comments?
I just, again, want to thank you for having me. And I just really hope that what's going on in the world right now inspires the youth to really fight for that change that we need as Indigenous people in this country, and inspire us to overcome this situation and empower from it.
I hear you, and thank you for being with us today. We got to wrap things up. And thank you to everybody that we heard from on the line. The Rain, Young D, David Strickland, also Christy Lee. That's going to wrap it up for our program today. Again, the name of the award ceremony we were talking about is the International Indigenous Hip Hop Awards, on all social media platforms if you want to learn more. And tomorrow we are inviting you back again for another show that puts Indigenous music in the center. It is our June Music Maker. And tomorrow we'll be featuring the duo Twin Flames, and sure hope you will join us too. We'll also be giving away some of their music, so get ready for it, and we will meet you here again tomorrow. More information about our program can be found at nativeamericacalling.com. We're on Twitter at 1-800-99-NATIVE. You can find us too on Instagram and Facebook. Just tap in Native America Calling. I'm Tara Gatewood. We'll meet you here tomorrow.
Support by the Sioux Trading Post, whose special selection of dried herbs are chosen for superior quality, and many sage, sweetgrass braids, and red willow bark and cedar are wild-crafted, all available at SiouxTrading.com. Wopila. This reminder to get your COVID-19 vaccination provided by the Johns Hopkins Center for American Indian Health, which supports this show. Vaccines are now available for everyone 12 and up. Talk with your provider today about protecting your children and family from COVID-19.
Ah, chest spukani. It's puut enst chuhecho e. Mikushi tus u elch quets huich a such mariem. Kul necht smeech, kukul tausish, tskeli such mariem yet sachem. Chuiment healthcare.gov. Uhaj kukul tausin, 1-800-318-2596. Hiets mamit in centers kul Medicare u Medicaid services.
Native America Calling is produced in the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico, by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation, a Native nonprofit media organization. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite Service. Music is by Brent Michael Davis. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.